MediaWorks has cut two popular comedy shows from TV3 in a further sign of the company's deepening economic problems. Long-running comedy panel show 7 Days has been reduced to just 12 episodes a year. A new comedy series, New Zealand Today, has been axed. MediaWatch's Colin Peacock is with us to talk this through. Colin, morena, good morning.
Hi, Susie.
Why these shows?
Well, it's an interesting one. I mean, TV3 has, or 3 as it's now known, has marketed itself as the home of local comedy. It's been a real point of difference for the channel. But the statement that the company made yesterday said this: unfortunately, like all free-to-air content, it is not immune to the pressure we face as an industry in protecting and enhancing New Zealand and New Zealand stories on screen. So if you translate that out of the communication speak, they seem to be saying we need to turn a buck, we're in tight times, and this locally made comedy, it's popular, but doesn't pull enough of an audience from us. But, you know, programs come and go, even long-running ones. I had Jono and Ben on for years, for example. It's not the first time a show like the Guy Williams one, out for a season, not to return, doesn't come back. So partly I think this is being used as a kind of a lobbying tool to exaggerate MediaWorks' problems, because last night on TV3's show The Project, the host Jesse Mulligan went into an on-air editorial blaming the government for this, saying they've allowed TVNZ to operate as a non-profit, not making a dividend, and that this was unfair and had made it difficult for MediaWorks to operate. He made no mention there of the fact that the 7 Days show has had years of taxpayer support running into millions of dollars.
Well, so this is what I was going to say.
It's complicated.
Both of these shows are essentially, or in large part, publicly funded through New Zealand On Air. So if they're being cut, what does that say about TV3's finances?
Exactly. If they're saying even with this helping hand from the public, they don't want to put these programs on and it's not worth their while. I mean, this is the real point here, because our television system kind of depends upon this. I mean, other countries, they have public broadcasters like the ABC in the UK or the BBC, where taxes go direct to those, or the public pays a licence fee. They're accountable for how they spend it. Here in New Zealand, it depends upon producers pitching shows to these commercial television companies, and they then put them on, and the producers get paid from the public purse. So if this is not to be all one broadcaster, TVNZ, if MediaWorks are saying, well, it's not worth our while on 3 to do this with local productions, well, then that system starts to break down a bit. So all this needs a rethink. The government is rethinking it, and this is all in the background, and this is why not only MediaWorks but other pundits are making a big deal of what is at the moment just a kind of simple programming decision.
Yeah, because this is not coming sort of out of nowhere, essentially. You're right, there's Chris Farfoy, the minister, is due to come out fairly soon with essentially what could be quite a significant overhaul of media policy. Is this essentially a lobbying tool?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it really is. I mean, we've seen it, the company's chief executives at MediaWorks talking down the prospects of their company openly, from the chief executive down, talking about having to switch off TV channels. Now, I mean, as we were saying before, nowhere in the world would you find the public purse supporting a simple TV panel show news quiz for years and years and years on in prime time that's pulling an audience. So what the issue here is not TV3's Friday night comedy local lineup. The issue is how we spend near on $250 million a year on broadcasting and public media and get relatively little public service broadcasting for it. We're subsidising commercial television industry and television production, which is fine if that's to be the goal of the policy. But I think all of this needs a rethink. All of that's in the background. And this is why I think what is, as I said before, programs come, programs go, even if they're long-running ones, that's the real issue in the background.
And so I guess one of the other aspects of this is that these are, especially in the case of 7 Days, a real showcase for New Zealand comedy, for New Zealand comedians. What's going to happen to the talent pool?
Exactly. Well, I asked this question of Jane Wrightson, who's the chief executive of New Zealand On Air, saying, well, look, if for years TVNZ hasn't really been committed to screening local comedy, they just started the second series of Wellington Paranormal yesterday, so possibly a bad time to make that argument. But it is 3 that has, over the years, committed to this. It's seeded talent. We've seen stars come out, like Guy Williams, for example, who emerged from that Jono and Ben show on television. Also, you know, the stand-up comedy scene, some of these people have built their livelihoods around being able to get television money. So it is a big deal. So if 3 is retreating from this because of their economic problems, it is an issue. Jane Wrightson said, well, look, the ideas, the scripts, There's no shortage of those. We get those. We still get those pitches. The problem we have is not enough money to spend on all the kinds of content we would like to see on New Zealand television and other media. They do fund comedy on the web and so on on-demand platforms for our broadcasters. Maybe we'll see some of that. But it remains to be seen whether TV3 is kind of bluffing and they replace their local comedy with something else and keep nurturing that in-house talent, or whether they do just bung on CSI or some overseas drama they think will make them a bigger margin, and it really does mean a shrinkage of local comedy on screen.
Because what does this mean to the free-to-air TV channels? Is this saying, you know, as we've been saying for some time, the future of broadcasting is not free-to-air, it is streaming, it's on the internet, there's a whole bunch of other ways to watch TV or to consume content now. Are TV channels becoming obsolete?
Possibly. In fact, New Zealand On Air say, because they're marking 30 years of existence this year, next month they've got some research out showing how people's habits have changed over those 30 years. It'll be fascinating to see how much they have and indeed haven't changed and how the TV channels can adapt. But yeah, that's the sign here, I guess, is that even with this huge level of support, hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars in the case of 7 Days, if that's not enough to persuade a second channel in the market that is substantial, that it's worth running these shows, then that system does start to break down. But all this really needs to be considered fully, because the system we have was devised 30 years ago, and remains to be seen if the government is really going to tackle it in this review that's due to be signalled at the very least by the end of the year.
Thank you very much. Colin Peacock from RNZ's Media Watch.